Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff. This is episode number 65. Thanks a lot for tuning in and checking out the show. Here we are again for another episode, another week, another half an hour of great punk rock from all over the world. I want to say thank you to all my subscribers out there. I appreciate your support so much. If you've never listened to the show before, I usually pick about 8 songs, including a cover song of the week, and we just have a good time over here playing great music. And I've been scrambling around. A lot of the bands have been scrambling to get their Christmas tune ready in time for the Christmas episode. I think, let's see, I'll be able to do probably one more episode before the Christmas episode, because I'm telling bands no later than December 20th. I really want to put the show up, the Christmas one up, December 20th, maybe the 21st, and that will coincide with the Punk the Halls benefit compilation. This is going to be a digital compilation that'll be available for download the day that my episode airs, and it'll be available through Bandcamp. I will put all the information on needledropradio.com. If anyone has any questions about anything, needledropradio@gmail.com is my email. So lots of fun, lots of great bands involved. I'm crossing my fingers that they all come through, and it's going to be great. All the benefits go 100% to the Starlight Children's Foundation. So Adam from the band Still Automatic is helping me put that together. He set that part of it up, working together to get these bands corralled and compiled all the tracks, and it's going to be a lot of fun. His band is on there. My band is on there. Lots of good stuff. So I'll keep you guys updated on all that. This week, lots of great stuff lined up. You guys know, I say this all the time, but I do love to dust off the old classics that might have not been heard for a while, and I do have a couple of those this week. Let's see, I got a classic from 1983, something great. I'm really, really stoked to play this, an unreleased song from Whitecaps. The singer Casey, he and I have talked a few times back and forth, and he sent this song over to me. I was so honored that he did, and he said it was all right with him and the band if I played it on the show, so I'm very excited. An old unreleased Whitecaps track, and it is awesome. It is so good. You guys are going to love it. And I got some great international stuff. I got a band from England this week. Got a great band from Italy. And to kick off the show this week, I'm going to go to Canada, Montreal, to be specific. And I'm talking about the band Prevenge. They have a split out right now, or coming very soon, a split with the band Dig It Up. And this is the newest release from Pavonis Records from up there. And you can go to juicebox.com to download the 4 tracks from the split. To pay what you want download, I believe. Or better yet, if I were you, I would try to get the vinyl straight from the label. That would be your best bet right there. I always prefer the vinyl over MP3 digital. But, you know, some people out there don't have a record player. So there you go. Track all that down. This is great stuff. A lot of you are going to like this. When I heard it, I knew I was going to pick them to kick off the show this week. Here we go from Montreal. This is Prevenge doing Buried Alive. We'll be right back.
This is Casey from the Whitecaps, and you finally made a smart decision in your life, listening to Needle Drop Radio.
Just tell me old punk mates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Anarchy Beach. Well, Anarchy Beach is the place I've heard tell, where punk rockers go when they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the Sex Pistols play, and the coast of California is far, far away. Wrap me up in me black leather jacket, no more at the gigs I'll be seen. Just tell me old punk mates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Anarchy Beach. Someday on Anarchy Beach, wrap me up in me black leather jacket. No more at the gigs I'll be seen. Just tell me old punk mates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday. Oh, I'll see you someday. Oh, I'll see you surfing on Anarchy Beach.
All right, very rare stuff right there. That was the Whitecaps doing Anarchy Beach, and that was never officially released. It's pretty old. I believe it's at least 15, maybe 20 years old, maybe not quite that long, but it's been a long time, and I was so humbled and honored when Casey sent that track over to me, and I had to listen to it a couple times in a row when he sent it. I was just floored. It's such a great swan song, send-off kind of deal. And just very awesome all around. We kicked off the show with Prevenge doing Buried Alive. And again, that's off the split with Dig It Up. Now, Prevenge and Whitecaps both will be on the Christmas compilation. So very, very excited about all of that. Up next, I got something from 1983. This is that classic that I had to pull out this week. This is a band that I played on the show one time before. I played them on the live episode, live songs, and I played Johnny's Got a Problem on that. Great, great live version of that. Right here, I'm going with something off their self-titled 1983 7-inch. Here is D.I. doing Richard Hung Himself.
Needles stabbed into the walls. The executioner's curtain call. Fighting back, he found his life drowning. Richard hung himself, Richard hung himself.
hung himself the other day. Oh, how the years seem to fly by. Is death the final high? 'Cause Richard hung himself, Richard hung himself. It happened just the other day. Jesus Christ, it pushed him off the shelf.
Non-segulator. And it's going to cost you something extra. $10,000, all in advance.
$10,000? I can almost buy our own ship for that.
But who's going to fly it, kid? You?
You bet I could. I'm not such a bad pilot myself. We don't have to sit here and listen.
We can pay you $2,000 now, plus $15,000 when we reach Alderman.
17, huh? Okay, you guys got yourselves a ship. We'll leave as soon as you're ready. Docking Bay 94.
94.
God! 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 can break it. The world can't change how I feel, because I know it's a lie. My heart is real.
That's a great track right there. That was the Bouncing Souls doing Gone. You can find that on their album, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. I love that song. I always put it on mix CDs or tapes for people when I make them something so good. And before that, we had D.I., famous D.I., doing Richard Hung Himself. Again, that originally came on the self-titled 7-inch. It came out in 83. All right, and I'm going to jump over to Italy for the next one. Something that's 10 years old. I can't believe it's that old. Talking about the band The Manges, and the album came out in 2001. It's called Are Good Enough. The Manges Are Good Enough is what it's called. And this is a lot of fun right here. Here we go. This is The Manges doing Blame Game.
You're a stupid.
All right, two great fun songs in a row right there. That was Snuff doing Nick Motown, and you can find that on the album Tweet Tweet My Lovely. Great band out of England, and that album came out on Fat Wreck. Before that, we had the Manges out of Italy doing Blame Game, and you can find that song on The Manges Are Good Enough.
With that.
All right, guys, time to pick the cover song of the week. This week, I'm going with a song that first came out back in 1980, was featured on the album British Steel, put out by the band Judas Priest. And everybody knows this song. So great. It's got a killer opening riff that I love to death, cannot be matched. And I'm talking about the song Breaking the Law. Now, I'm going with a version that came out in 93, I believe. And I found this record. I was a huge Super Suckers fan at the time, and I found this record in the store. It was a 10-inch, and on the front it said, AKA Super Suckers, and I flipped it over, and it was put out by Sympathy for the Record Industry, so I knew it was a win-win, a no-brainer. It was like 10 bucks, so I picked it up, and it turned out to be a Super Suckers side project that was all countrified. I think this was even before they did their country album, and a lot of guest stars on there. Not really clear on exactly who everyone was because they all had fake names. I know Mark Arm from Mudhoney was on there. I suspect Blag, at least, or somebody from the Dwarves is on there. But it's a lot of great cover songs. Matter of fact, there is a Dwarves cover on there and a Devo cover. And this one I'm picking right here, this Judas Priest cover. And like I said, it was put out by Sympathy for the Record Industry. I believe it was 93, possibly 94. Great stuff, a lot of fun. I highly recommend you guys track this EP down. I believe the band also had a 7-inch out there, which I don't have. All I have is the album. And I've always loved it. It's a lot of fun. And I figured it was time to dust it off, play it on the show. So here we go. This week, here's the Junkyard Dogs doing the old Judas Priest classic, Breaking the Law.
Trip from town to town. I feel
tonight.
All right, brand new stuff right there out of Chicago. That band's called Jaded, and the track is called Tonight. I pulled it off the Take 2 EP, and as of right now, you can download that EP off of iTunes. I know the band does have CDs available. You can only get the CD through the band. So track them down. They are on Facebook. And find out where they're playing. Go get a CD from the band. And very, very good stuff. Melodic, catchy. I really believe they can hold their own against the best bands like that. I'm talking about Blink and those type of bands. As far as melody and the quality of the recording, I really believe that band can hold their own. And keep an eye on them. Before that, we had Junkyard Dogs doing Breaking the Law as our cover song of the week. And that will do it, guys. We're all wrapped up here. A lot of fun. Great week this week. Great bands all throughout. And as it always is, always great music on Needle Drop Radio. Let's do some thanks. I want to thank Chris from Prevenge. I want to thank Casey and Rich from the Whitecaps. I want to thank Trish from HGR Management. And also want to say what's up to Jessica Lee and Wells from 86 Records. Thank you, everyone, for your support and your help. Totally appreciate it. I'm getting a lot of help right now from a lot of bands as far as the Christmas episode goes and the Punk the Halls digital compilation that will be coming out the same day. So I will keep you guys updated on that. If you need more info, I'm going to put everything up on needledropradio.com. Or you can get in touch with me, needledropradio@gmail.com. And I want to thank Adam again from Still Automatic. He is putting that together. Him and his band are taking care of the band camp and Children's Foundation and of all of that. So you can get in touch with him too if you want. punkthehalls@gmail.com is the email address for Adam. And either one of us, let us know if you have any questions, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to get in one more regular episode next week, and then after that, we will do the Christmas one. So stay tuned for all of that. Thanks again for listening, guys, and I'll see you next week.